Have you ever thought about heaven? Hello? Wake up. We're in church. A Baptist church. Have you ever thought about heaven? Amen. Well, we travel a lot. We're on the road constantly. And I think about heaven a lot. Is there any veterans here today? Men that have served? Ladies, one.
Men.
Nobody else? You all draft dodgers? We had a president like that once, but, but anyway, well, praise the Lord. Let's give him a for serving our country, amen.
That's right.
Keeping us free.
Right.
I was texted this Memorial Day prayer this morning. We get texts all the time, and I'll read it to you. It says like this: Oh God, we give you praise for these people that have allowed us to serve and worship you in freedom. We do not take for granted that there are millions of Christians around the world that are afraid of prison and death because they believe in you. Our veterans are a significant reason why we do not fear. We thank you for them. Heavenly Father, who sees all our hearts, please comfort the hearts of those that have lost loved ones in the military. Not being fair to us, to our God, who ordained our days, let us remember those families that are still giving and still grieving today. Please remind them of your love for them. Their loss was a big loss for us, amen. I don't have anybody in my family that died over there. I have a dad-in-law that served. He was a Marine. And I won my wife, amen. You don't know my dad-in-law. I thought he was a general in the Marines, amen. The way he run his house, amen. So I towed the line a lot, amen. Well, we need to pray for those. We need to pray for some other folks too today. The ones that have lost their lives in the gunfire in Texas, in the school. I've got a solution to that problem in our schools. We need to train and arm our teachers. Train and arm our teachers. Not that they go around carrying a gun all the time, but there's a gun for them to get a hold of immediately. They take care of that. You see, people know about these soft places, amen, like hospitals and doctor's offices and schools and
churches.
I'll tell you what. And I like the fact that I'm not alone, amen. I get in some church where they lock the front door. I tell the pastor, don't worry about that front door. If I'm in the pulpit, they'll deal with me first, amen. Y'all just duck, amen. But you know, that's the problem we've got. Our country's going to hell.
Yes, sir.
Fast. And I pray that President Trump comes back soon to put us back in line again, amen, like we were. This guy in the office nowadays, I think he needs help buttoning his own shirt. He doesn't know how to do anything. When that happened there in Texas, the only thing he got at me, he criticized people with guns instead of showing some sympathy for the people that just lost their children, amen. Anyway. I think that's about as political I'm going to get this morning. Maybe, maybe not. But we're glad to be here. I called your pastor here a while back asked for this date, and said, yeah, I'm going to be gone. Good. So I want to see him. Amen. He's gone. And the pastor called me up one day. He said, Brother Quick, can you come preach for me? I never preached for me before in my life. Yeah. What's up? He said, I'm going deer hunting. So he went deer hunting, and I went soul hunting in the church house. Amen. Made some people mad, but anyways, that's all right. Well, we're glad to be here. I'm glad to come to a church that likes to eat after services. Amen. So I can go as long as I want to this morning. Amen, right? It'll keep warm, right? I lost you all. I forgot. I'm talking Baptist people like to eat. Amen. But I'll try to be quick. Amen. I've been trying that for many years, but I haven't made it yet. Take your Bibles. Go to the book of Luke, chapter number 18. Luke 18. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before thee, thanking thee for this time, this place, these folks that are here. Thank the man of God that's in charge of this church. We thank him. Watch over him this day, too. Keep him safe. Father, I don't know who needs the message, but you do. So, Father, I pray that you please help me with that message. Holy Spirit, I need your touch and my mind, my mouth. I need you to do something for me, for these dear folks that are here. You know who's here. You know about us. Holy Spirit, you know it. I've been living at home. You know about us. So I pray, Holy Spirit, you do what needs to be done in this place today. Father, we love you. Thank you for going to do. Just in my pray. Amen. All right, Luke number 18. Bible says in verse number 35, it came to pass as the night of Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. He cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they that went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded and be brought unto him. When he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt that I should do for thee? And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith has saved thee. And immediately, you have to work into it. And immediately, he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. I want to preach a little while about this morning. When Jesus passed by. Now, I'll tell you something, folks. Jesus passed by a lot of places, okay? A lot of places. But anytime Jesus went by someplace, something happened. Like something had happened for the good. Amen. Amen. I mean, this blind man sat by the wayside begging for some help. Hello.
Yeah.
I remember 5 years old. My dad had come down to church, gave admission. Every service, invitation, I raised my hand because I wanted to find out what's happening there.
Yeah.
Because people come up there one way, but it got them to the altar, they got up, and it's like something happened there. They were different going back to church.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what's happening there. So I kept crying out every invitation. My mom went out on my dad said, you better talk to Timmy because he wants to talk about something. He's too young at 5 years old. Next Sunday, I raised my hand and get an invitation. My dad said, I see that hand. I thought, boy, I cannot tell you what my dad said that day to me. All I mean is this, that when my dad had done talking to me, I had tears in my eyes, but joy in my heart. Something happened to me that day on that step, amen. That day something happened to me, amen. Why? Because Jesus passed by.
Yeah, right.
The blind man was crying out for sight. I want to see something. At 5 years old, I know nothing. No minor verses whatsoever. I saw nothing in my eyes spiritually, amen. But after Jesus got done, I had some different eyesight.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Hello. Right. Don't get quiet now. There was a time I was in a wheelchair. You know about that. 17 years I was in a wheelchair. I came off the road and had one surgery and back down to the book solid all the time. First surgery failed. Then another. I had 15
back surgeries. I spent 17 years in a wheelchair. Hello?
Yeah.
Right. In a wheelchair. I couldn't walk. But when Jesus passed,
Amen.
He said, I'm tired of wheelchairs, so am I, Lord.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. You're at Walmart wheelchair, you can't like your own hands, man.
Yeah.
They got cars in there. Like you were. The Bible says we're dead in our sins and trespasses.
Yeah, right.
But when Jesus passed by,
yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I can lie.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Hello. He gave me that new life. That when Jesus passed by, what were you doing? Where were you at? When Jesus passed by your way.
Yeah.
You remember that day? Anybody got born with me? They remember that day.
Amen.
My grandson remembers the day. Came in the very spot. He got born again. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Back to the color of God. He came back. Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's the time of son.
Yeah.
Came back. Amen.
Yeah.
With tears in his eyes. Amen. That's repentance.
Yes, sir.
Right.
But it hasn't been more church today, do we?
Oh, my.
I mean, oh, but he used to be stained with tears.
Yes, sir.
I remember tax and sinners be left at the altar, amen. And other things left at the altar. Why? Because people got tired of sin and left it with God there.
Yes, sir. Right.
Right.
I'll tell you what. When Jesus passed by, he gave me a new life. He saved me.
That's right.
He saved me. The Bible says he came to seek and save that which was lost. I was lost. You were lost. If you're still lost, you don't have to be lost anymore. Amen.
That's right.
You can get saved and be found today.
Amen.
Hello?
Yeah.
Had a revival in Illinois not long ago. Man called me up and preached for me before my life. Then I preached and come and preach a revival. Sunday, Wednesday. When did I start evangelism? You know, Sunday to Sunday plus. Amen.
Yep.
That was revival. I've been called to have one day revival meeting at a church house. That's all it's hard to do. Yeah. Just God's people, amen. And so, amen. So I went there. First service, I hit this young man, come with his girlfriend, a few other people there. But I preached the first Sunday, the second night of the revival meeting, this young man was waiting on the doorstep of the church. Be saved.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Be saved.
Yeah.
Pastor's daughter, 5 years old, she got saved.
Yes, sir.
Yep. We stayed with some church folks there at the church and stayed in her house, and for that little bit of time we were there. And the man, his name's Gary, he got born again.
Yeah.
He's a church member.
Yeah.
Yeah. He came and he says, "Brother Quick, why'd you do that? I'm going to do what?" And every message is pointed right at me. Why? I said, "I didn't know you."
Yeah.
Your pastor called me up to be after Gary. Hello. He got this in it. He named all this. I don't know. This is what happened. Right? What? Holy Spirit's on the outside, wanting on the inside.
Yeah. Right. That's
what
happened.
Yeah. Not seeing too much like that.
Right. You're right.
Hello. Holy Spirit's on the outside, wanting in. He said, "I stand at the door now."
Yeah.
He was knocking that day.
Yes, sir.
He's still knocking today, folks.
Yes.
He saved me. Oh, boy. I'll never forget that day. I thank God I had a Christian daddy. A Christian Baptist preacher daddy. Even.
Yeah.
My dad did special music for the church house. He played a guitar and harmonica at the same time.
Yep.
Ever do that, brother? You ought to try. We had great music back then, amen?
But he saved me, folks. He didn't have to. He wanted to save me.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what. He gave me that new life. When he gave me that new, guess something happened. He gave me joy.
Yeah.
We get a lot of churches out of this. Not a used to. Used to be people would come to church house with a smile on his face.
Yeah.
Not today. I know there's a race on today. It's trying to knock people out here.
Uh-oh.
I had a drug problem when I was a kid. You know what my drug problem was? My mom and dad drug me to church. Rejoice and mourn, 1 Thessalonians.
Yeah.
After all the things that Paul had been through, jail time, a shipwreck, and then they took him out of the town and stoned him. Left him for dead. When the stone rolled away, he got up and said, he said, go back.
Yes.
The people just stoned him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, rejoice. Everywhere. Yes. He didn't say wait for things to go good. Joy in a Baptist church go a long ways, folks.
Yes, sir.
My wife told a story about pastor called me to go to your house. Big church, and then went down there. We sat in the third row all the time. Me and my family. Man, trust me. Here comes one marching down the third row. Stopped right there. Singing, I got this one singing like that, and the preacher said, good, brother, good. I had to preach that music. I just preached. Guess who was not there Sunday night? Young brother.
Yeah.
But guess who was there filling the seats? The old crowd said, we want more preaching like that, brother. Come on, do it more. Peace. Here, John.
Yeah.
Come and get it.
I'll tell you what. He did some wonderful things for me. Wonderful things for me. Go to Colossians, if you would, chapter number 1. Colossians number 1. He gave me a new life. He also gave me a new walk. Amen.
Yes,
Colossians chapter 1, verse number 10 says that Paul's writing here, that you might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. Paul says, walking worthy of our Lord.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Walking worthy of the Savior that went to the cross of Calvary. All the way after some preaching, he tried to get out of the cross by saying, Lord, if there's no way. heaven today, looking down on a church that they bought that day.
Yes.
If I'm the son, something's wrong. Look at Victory Baptist Church. Look at how many people ain't there today. What's wrong with those people? Son, the price we paid, we have been gypped.
Yes.
Ever get gypped by something? Makes you look mad on him. God's upset with the church today because he's been gypped. The price he paid, his precious blood, the son of his precious blood on the cross, the highest price could ever have been paid. We treat salvation like I can use it or lose it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Been gypped. Well, I'll tell you what. He saved me. Then when Jesus passed by, he will make the difference.
That's right.
He will make the difference. Mm-hmm. Not some education, not some doctor you can hang on the wall someplace. He will make the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know Saul? I call him the bond hunter. He was out at the Christians to haul them off to prison and then put to death.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He was on the road to Damascus, he had an appointment with some other people. He had papers in possession for more Christians to be hauled away and put to death.
Yes, sir.
But something happened. Jesus showed up on the road to Damascus.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
The old Saul got knocked off his beast, amen, to the ground. God took his eyesight, amen.
Yes,
and the Lord spoke to him. Saul said this, Lord, 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 Saul was under conviction. He watched Stephen be put to death.
Yes,
and so Stephen had a smile on his face. He put to death. That bothered him.
Yes.
That thing about conviction, we can use the same thing in our neighborhoods. So, in our neighborhoods, people need to see Jesus in our lives.
Yes, right.
Out showing to them. So they will say, hey, word about my neighbor. He had back, he's 70-something years old, had back, first back surgery ever. When we're away, he washes our place, he washes his place. But some of this came across my head, the word for it. He said, you Baptists are on your way to hell. You're all going to hell. He named all the denominations. He quoted scripture, which he did not have in mind. He said, the S-U-N in Revelation is going to do some damage one day. There's a false prophet on my property.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
It's our Texans who blocked his number again.
Yep.
And we're coming to this. I'll tell you what. You're all going to hell. Yeah. But Jesus made the difference for Saul.
Yeah.
Paul, amen.
Yeah.
Made the difference. Gave him a new life, a new name,
yep.
A new
yes.
way of living.
Yep.
He will make the difference.
Right.
You can go to school all you want to. I went to school for a little while. I was sitting at my desk. I mean, he stayed down at my desk and said, there you go, I'm going to souls. I said, I'm going to 5 a day or you're getting married. I said, what? You got to win 5 people a day or you're going to get the marriage. That's what you're going to home with your mama when you tell it up between your legs, yeah, the mama of my children. So I went home. I said, Lord, you put me in the ministry. I used to train him. So he gave me a call. Amen. He gave me a call. I've been asked by guys, Brother, what college do you recommend as better better? I said, stick with him as long as you can.
Yes, sir.
He'll train you.
Yeah, right.
He'll teach you.
Yeah.
I learned about the church from Paul. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Can I do the church message again?
Yeah.
Hello? My first call was my daddy. God gave me a couple other ones. I need some training, dear God. God gave it to me. I couldn't read when I got to school. I flunked in third grade. So I kept asking for help. I teach them in the coat room. Every time. So I was in the coat room. I picked up and everybody copied it. Not my fault, teacher's fault. Anyways, I couldn't read. And someday, I told my wife, what's this verse? It's something. And from my wife, nuts. And somebody told me, well, I don't know how to read. Get the King James Bible out.
Yes.
And sit down.
Yep.
Look at it. And read. That's how I learned how to read. Mm-hmm. And word in there, I can't pronounce today. Hello?
Yep.
I go for nothing. I saw this morning. He'll make the difference.
Yep.
But he's after something, folks. Before he can make a difference, he wants to see a surrendered life coming to him.
Yes, sir.
Yes. A surrender. My hands are off my life, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm yours.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
That's it.
He'll make the difference. He'll make the difference.
He'll make the difference. Galatians, if you will, chapter number 2. Galatians 2. Galatians chapter number 2. Paul's writing here says this. Verse number 20, chapter 2. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and what? Gave himself for me. That's a life changer. Paul said, hey, the life that I now live in the flesh. He said, I'm still flesh and blood, but there's something different about me. There's something different about me. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4. There's something different about me now. Ephesians 4. Look at verse number 20. But you have not so learned Christ. A lot of people like that. If so, we have been heard of him and been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. And you put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which after God's created righteousness and true holiness. You see, there's a putting off and a putting on. The old man's got to die, amen. When you come to Christ at the cross there, you've got to leave that fleshly right there. Walk away from it. He'll make the difference. He will make the difference. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter number 4. Look, if you will, at verse number 5. Let's back up a little bit. Verse number 3. Even so we, when we were the children, were in bondage on the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, they might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. If you've been born again, you're not by yourself. The Spirit of God's there. Hello. I thank God
that my Lord, my Savior, I say this this way, let me, the Holy Spirit, belong down here.
Yeah.
When I get to heaven, I don't need it no more.
That's right.
And let me, the Holy Spirit, to guide me, teach me, convict me.
Yes, sir.
Not at all.
Yes, sir.
Well, I hate when conviction sets in. Ooh. That's when you guys say, forgive me.
Yes, sir.
Had a meeting down in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. I got in the pulpit, let my Bible, put my Bible, didn't even open my Bible up that night. Asked the pastor, I asked the testimony, yeah, go ahead. So I said, folks, God do something for you this week. Not a word. I said, folks, had a good meeting. God didn't do anything for you all. What's the matter with you? One said, oh, he just started bawling her eyes out. Oh, but quick, I got all these ladies back, go back. We just been at each other for a long time, for many, many years. And she started crying. They met us in the eye.
Yeah.
And forgiveness.
Yes.
Good place.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
That place just broke out.
Yeah.
Testifying all over the place.
Yep.
That night, my wife always keeps quote, careful notes of what I preach. That night, I heard the face of God showed up. I never had to preach that night. Imagine if you're yeah, I'm God showed up, I'm God alone.
Yeah.
Let him do his work.
Yes,
he don't need me
yeah.
to follow it up. I know some of the bands have got to preach for an hour sometimes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've got to preach regardless. That's not me. When God shows up, I've got to get out of the way.
Yes,
right.
Amen.
Shows up right now. Lunch is cooking. I'll get out of the way. Y'all get ready to order. The food you want to come in.
That's right.
Hello?
Yep.
I don't know if it's smile. Anyways, he'll make the difference. Then thirdly, lastly, he will show mercy. He'll show mercy. He will show mercy. 1 Peter chapter 1. Look at verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again in the lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the what? Power of God, through faith and salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And you hear what I said there? Blessed be the God and Father of Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us unto a dead hope. A mediocre hope. It says a lively hope.
Amen.
I remember the day when the Baptist church used to be allowed to sing around
yep.
on Sundays and Wednesdays. Hello?
Yep.
Revival made. It just didn't let loose. And we just got loose and just go. We used to be a noisy church, but not anymore.
Right.
Sure. Amen. Well, I don't speak in tongues.
That's right.
Hello? Had a preacher came into camp meeting one time and he spoke in tongues. He was in Mexico. Couldn't speak our language. We had one interpreter. Amen.
Amen.
One message. Amen. That kind of tongue is alive.
Yes, sir.
That's what the heck is all about.
Yes, sir.
Watched this kind of TV one time. A black guy. Gruff old dollar. He had a good message. I said, I'm going to praise the Lord now. And y'all speak now. And the whole congregation started speaking in tongues. And I thought, what mess that is.
Yes, sir.
Who knows what's being said there?
Yeah.
Nobody knew what's said. Not one time preacher. Pastor Testament, a woman stood up and spoke in tongues.
show mercy. Abundant mercy. Abundant mercy. Let's look at that mercy a little bit. Romans chapter 5. I'm just about done. Sigh of relief, I know that. But anyways, Romans 5. Talking about the mercy of God. But God. I like the but God's, amen. But God commended his love toward us. While we were sinners, Christ died for us.
Yes, sir.
Didn't have to earn any brownie points for God, amen. Hello.
Right.
No brownie points. And we were lost on our way to hell. Our Savior died on the cross of Calvary just for you and for me.
Amen.
Now, what difference does that make in our lives?
Yeah.
Come on. What difference does that make in our lives? Hey, I was in the hospital. In my bed, covered up on one sheet, you know, and I woke up with a nurse beat on my chest. What's going on? You're gone! I said, ma'am, I'm gone. I'm in bed, in the hospital. You're on top. I can't be gone. You were gone, Mr. Quick! Doctors are rushing in, they're going to check me, paddle thing on. No heartbeat, no breath. It's all dead. Tell you what, folks, he will show mercy. Like that church member in church for a long time, but when the message God came across to him, God showed mercy to Mr. Gary.
That's right.
Right.
What about you? What about you? When's the last time you saw God's mercy? He will show mercy. Psalms 103. Two more verses, I'll be done. Psalms 103. Psalm 103. Psalm 103, if I find it here. Psalm 103, look if you will. At verse number 16, I think is what I want. Let's back up a little bit here. Verse number 17. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. His righteousness on the children. You hear what that said? But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon the that fear him. Hello? Hello? Them that fear him. I'll tell you what. 2 Timothy chapter 1. And I promise you, I'll be done. I think. 2 Timothy 1, verse number 12 says this, for this cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and persuaded he is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day.
Yes.
Paul says, I'm not ashamed of my Savior. Why? Because my Savior has persuaded me. Hello.
Come on.
Hello.
Amen.
He's persuaded me.
Right.
Now I wear a seatbelt because I'm persuaded to wear it. Amen. I got stopped by a police officer the other day. My daughter's garage burnt. And yes, I was going over a speed limit. Amen. My wife was the curb of everything, amen. Come, you got a wife, you know how they are. My wife's a wonderful wife. A great cook. We were in Kentucky one time, bring our church down there, got home in time for a chili cook-off. I cooked my own chili. Mine. Down south, they put pickles and potato salad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like it down south, but some of the food down there is kind of... Anyways. Don't tell your pastor I said that, because he's from Tennessee. I showed up with my beard. First time I had a beard coming. He shook my hand and the other hand rubbed my beard. You like the general just almost won. I said, yeah, almost won. Oh, well. When Jesus passed by. How about it? Is he passing by today? We may all be saved. And we've all got problems. But are we going to carry those problems back out of the church house with us today? Or are we going to bury them here at the altar? Hello? Hello? My wife's going to come and sing a song. Stand with me, please. Heads bowed, eyes closed. I wonder, somebody here, Brother Quick, I've never been saved. Been a member of the church, stuff like that. I've never been saved, but I'd like to get it taken care of. Here's my hand, Brother Quick. Will you pray for me? Here's my hand. Young or old, doesn't matter. I need to get saved, Brother Quick. Here's my hand. All right, Christians, what about you? Has God spoke to your heart about something today? If he saved you, are you serving him? Or are you running from him? Brother Quick, God spoke to my heart about something. Here's my hand. Pray for me. And my daughter, and my wife begins to sing. God spoke to your heart about it. There's an altar here. You come on. You give it to God here.
Do you?